Hey there, mind athletes. Dylan Brooks here, your daily coach for navigating this crazy roller coaster we call life. Ever feel like you're stuck in a loop of resentment, holding on to grudges, replaying past hurts like a broken record on repeat? Well, let me tell you, that ain't no winning strategy for a strong mind. Today, we're diving into the power of forgiveness not because it's some fluffy, feel-good concept, but because letting go is seriously crucial for your mental fitness. Think of it as a detox for your soul, a way to finally break free from those emotional shackles that are weighing you down. So, why is this so important? Because holding on to anger and resentment is like drinking poison and expecting the other person to die. It harms you more than anyone else. It eats away at your peace, your joy, your energy. It even messes with your health, stress, anxiety, insomnia, you name it. Sound fun? Nope. Not a chance. Forgiveness isn't about condoning what happened or saying it was okay. It's about releasing the grip that anger has on you. It's about choosing to let go of the bitterness and pain so you can finally move forward. Think of it like this. Forgiveness is freedom, plain and simple. Now, I know what some of you are thinking easy for you to say, Dylan, but how do you actually do this? Well, let's break down 5 key takeaways that can help you on your journey to becoming a master of forgiveness. 1. Understand the power of choice. Forgiveness isn't something that just magically happens. It's an active choice, a conscious decision to release those negative feelings and move on. Every day, we have thousands of choices. Choose forgiveness. 2. Recognize your own humanity. We all mess up. We make mistakes. Nobody's perfect, right? Holding onto anger towards someone who hurt you only means you're forgetting your own imperfections. Remember, everyone is doing their best with what they know, and sometimes that doesn't turn out so great. 3. Empathy is your secret weapon. Trying to understand the other person's perspective can be tough, but it can also be incredibly powerful. It doesn't mean excusing their actions, it just means trying to see things from their point of view. Maybe they were hurting too, maybe they made a mistake out of fear or insecurity. 4. Reframe your thinking. Instead of dwelling on the past and how you were wronged, try focusing on the present moment and what you can control. What lessons can you learn from this experience? How can you grow stronger because of it? 5. Practice makes progress. Forgiveness isn't a one-time event, it's an ongoing process. Be patient with yourself, and remember that even small steps forward count. You know that feeling when you're holding on to something, anger, resentment, bitterness like a tight fist? It drains your energy, weighs you down, and keeps you stuck in the past. Think about it like this. Imagine carrying around a heavy backpack filled with stones, each stone representing a grudge or hurt. The heavier the backpack gets, the harder it is to move forward. You feel sluggish, exhausted, and unable to truly enjoy life. Forgiveness is like letting go of those stones. It's lighter, freer, and allows you to finally move forward. So how can you practically apply this? Let's say someone hurt your feelings, maybe a friend or coworker. Instead of getting caught in a cycle of anger and revenge, try taking some deep breaths and consciously choosing to let go. Imagine those negative feelings as clouds passing by, acknowledge them, but don't let them define you. Remember, forgiveness isn't about condoning their actions, it's about freeing yourself from the emotional baggage they cause. It's a gift you give yourself a chance to heal, grow stronger, and live a more fulfilling life. Okay, mind athletes, that's your daily dose of stoic wisdom. Remember, forgiveness isn't weakness, it's strength. Strength to let go of what no longer serves you, strength to choose happiness over anger, strength to move forward with courage and grace. Take a moment right now to reflect on something you need to forgive. Maybe it's someone who hurt you, or maybe it's even yourself for making a mistake. Make the conscious choice to release those negative feelings and embrace the freedom that comes with forgiveness. You deserve to live a life free from emotional baggage, go get it. And remember, we've got your back every step of the way. Subscribe to the Stoic Mind Gym so you never miss an episode. Share this with a friend who could use a little dose of stoicism in their life and join us on social media for more daily motivation and wisdom. Until next time, keep pushing those boundaries, keep striving for greatness, and remember your mind is your most powerful weapon.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.